Hello, Audio Boom. I'm here with the lovely
Fidden.
And we're at Birmingham Hippodrome, and we've just watched The Bodyguard.
We have. The musical, kind of.
Basically, it's The Bodyguard story-ish, with songs of Whitney Houston. So it's basically her greatest hits in a
shoehorned into it. I mean, they did have the songs from the film, but yeah. They had loads of others as well.
You have to ask yourself what the point of it was, given the fact the film's fine by itself. It's a vehicle, really, for Whitney Houston's songs, and as such, it's very good.
Yeah.
It was fun. Singing was good. Production was good. Staff here are brilliant. Overall, it's a very fun afternoon. You can argue about the plot and the chemistry or lack of between Rachel and Frank Farmer. But that said, there wasn't much chemistry between Kevin Costner and Whitney Houston in the film either. So, it's a good way to get some Whitney songs out there. And everyone clapped and sung along at the end, and a little bit of a shimmy and a waggle and a wiggle. So no, it was very good. We didn't see Alexandra Burke because she only does the evenings because she's a diva. Or she's too tired, or both. So we saw...
Yeah, perhaps she's a tired diva.
Exactly. We saw Zoe Burkett.
I think so, yeah.
Who was basically very good.
Mm.
What do you think? What do you have to add?
I thought her voice wasn't as subtle as some... as Whitney Houston's was, maybe.
Yeah.
And she had some funny diphthongs occasionally.
Absolutely right.
So she went, always love it. What?
Yeah. And the control wasn't as subtle.
No.
But that said, good production. Like the live band on the stage, which is always good.
She still did amazingly, though. I mean, they're hard songs to sing. I know, I sing them, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of big screen action. There's a lot of screen stuff we couldn't follow.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, because I read it in another review.
Oh.
But if you know the plot, then you don't really need any help. It's a fairly basic plot. Obsessive fan wants to kill... the singer, and she hires a bodyguard to help her.
Well, no, her security team do.
Yeah, and he does. Bit of love interest in between. So it's a good way to get Whitney Houston's songs out there.
And he gets shot in the end.
He does, but he survives.
Yeah.
In case anyone hasn't seen the film. So
we've just spoiled it.
Well, we'll say contains spoilers.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea.
Yeah, most people have seen it.
Yeah.
But men may not have done.
It's a bit of
a chick flick, isn't it?
Oh, well, yeah, but you've watched it.
I know, but I'm different.
Yeah.
I'm going to say bye, then. Does that mean bye like that? I mean, I'll forget what I just said.
So, you're into musicals and poetry and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As well as the more brutal side of life.
Mm.
So, no, it's really good. It's worth going to.
Yeah.
The staff have been brilliant.
They have.
Ollie was in an office having lots of fun. So, too noisy. There's gunshots and stuff, so...
It would have been. And even, I just thought, as soon as we got in there, I thought, gosh, this is loud.
Yeah, it was loud. I wouldn't see it again.
No, I don't think I would. It was fun. I'm glad we went. But
I'm certainly glad I went, but it's not got much rewatch ability. So, no, it was good fun.
Well, I wouldn't say never, you know. If someone else I knew really wanted to go...
I'd go with them, yeah.
To go, as the point being going with them rather than...
Sure, but if it is on in London in a month's time, I wouldn't say rest go and see it.
No.
Where stuff like Les Mis and Miss Saigon, I could see again and again.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And it wasn't a traditional musical, thankfully, because we didn't have, like, Frank Farmer singing love songs to her.
No, although he did really dodgy karaoke at one point, good. Which was very funny.
Big up to the little boy, though. He was really good.
Who played her son.
Fletcher.
Mm. I'd forgotten about that she even had a son in it.
Ah. No, he was very good.
I remembered Frank, and I remembered the sister, Nikki.
Mm.
But I'd forgotten about the son completely.
So there we go, folks. That's The Bodyguard.
And we're recording this at the Hippodrome.
We are.
In the very quiet bar.
Yes.
And we're sitting on a cube.
Anyway.
Aren't we?
Yeah.
We've each got our own cube. Bye-bye, boo.